Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll bring him in now. Let's call Paul.
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Immig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Bring him in now, Paul Immig, our green and gold analyst. And Paul, we had a good discussion last night about this Green Bay Packers football team. Mike McCarthy earlier today talking about, everything from good practices that, you know, equate to bad games and vice versa. And it sounds to me like they desperately need this game. It sounds to me like Mike is not necessarily fishing for answers, but maybe it's kind of like running in quicksand. The harder and faster you run, the worse it gets. And right now, it just seems to be not great, I guess is the best way to put it.
They need this win in a big way. If they're going to go into a bye week 2-3-1 coming off of back-to-back losses against losing teams, and San Francisco arguably being the worst team in the league right now, that would be a really rough way for these players to get away, and I would be very curious how Mike McCarthy would spend his time off if that were to happen, and it probably starts bringing into serious question about his own job security. Now, neither you nor I are suggesting an in-season change would happen, but I think it would make that conversation a lot louder. This team has a lot of things to get right, and one of the things that was supposed to be encouraging going into Detroit was that Rodgers, for the first time really since his knee injury, had practiced on the Thursday and the Friday leading into Detroit. Then he gets tackled on that scramble along the right sideline, and I'm sure you've probably seen the tweets from that Pro Football Doc and seen Rodgers come back on the injury report now, being unable to practice at least to the capacity that he was last week. So that is a re-injury, seemingly, to that knee. So just when he's kind of getting closer to being away from that situation and maybe going into the bye week to get healthy and then coming back not hobbled anymore and maybe not having to wear that brace anymore, now it would appear that there's a bit of a re-injury, especially if you listen to the way that Pro Football Doc on Twitter had explained it. And maybe now they're back to square one with him recovering from an injury. So on top of everything else, you have maybe Rodgers now kind of having to not be able to practice like he was and not being able to maybe even run like he was. So does that make the offense simpler this upcoming Monday night? Possibly, probably. Bill, I know this game isn't until Monday night, but they need this win in a big, big way for many reasons.
Looking at what Mike McCarthy had to say about, Josh Jones, saying Basically, hey, I should have more playing time. Do you appreciate what Mike McCarthy said, or do you think that Mike McCarthy is kind of seething below the surface?
No, I believe what Mike McCarthy said. I mean, maybe it's just because that's the way that I would feel. I mean, his comment being that, you know, I'm glad that Josh Jones is pissed off that he's not playing more. That's I concur, right? You don't want your second round pick from last year, who's playing behind a couple undrafted players, Whitehead and Kentrell Bryce. I mean, and I think some of the stuff McCarthy said, some of it being fairly pointed, like snaps are earned. You know, you don't play because you're a higher draft pick. Now, higher draft picks get the benefit of the doubt more often than not, but I'll tell you, Bill, I mean, I remain – if Kentrell Bryce was playing terrifically, okay, fine, I get it. Bryce is not playing well at all. I mean, he had a good week one, I thought, and since then has probably done more harm than good, including to his teammate Mo Wilkerson's knee, you know, and when Bryce took out Wilkerson sort of accidentally, obviously. So, on one hand, I would say – what do you have to lose by giving Josh Jones some of those Kentrell Bryce snaps? And on the side from Mike McCarthy, I totally get where he's coming from, and I agree with his vantage point that he is and should be happy to hear a young player like Josh Jones speak out a little bit and say, yeah, I want to play more. But then it kind of comes back to, okay, fine, earn it. And I'm thinking that's where that's at right now. I don't know if I expect to see more from Josh Jones Monday, but again, if he was up against an all-pro and there was an all-pro standing in his way of getting snaps, fine. But with Bryce being the guy in his way of getting snaps, I'm not sure I understand not giving Josh Jones at least a little bit more of a look.
What do you think right now has to happen for this team to kind of get back on track, whether offensively or defensively?
Playing the 49ers helps. Let's be honest. Defensively, I mean, I don't think the Packers. I mean, I really honestly, Bill, if the 49ers score, you know, 0 points again, like Buffalo did the other week, it really wouldn't surprise me. When there's a lesser experienced quarterback and an offense that doesn't have a lot going for it, I think that's when any defensive coordinator, but certainly Mike Patton, can kind of lick the chops a little bit and say, here we go. And you can dial up some really exotic stuff to confuse the quarterback. Because when Josh Allen, going back to that game and with Buffalo, was, you know, when he in other games has been able to get comfortable, he looks fine. You know, he's still a rookie quarterback, but he looks fine. If you can confuse a young quarterback, that's when defensive coordinators, especially ones that like to do some more exotic blitz packages and some more confusing type things to a quarterback, that's when that gets going. Offensively, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen on Monday offensively for the Packers and what would need to happen for them to get right. Because even if they do, let's say Monday's game is almost like a carbon copy of the 22-0 win against Buffalo from a couple weeks ago, I don't think anybody offensively would feel good about that. I mean, Aaron Rodgers comes to the podium after a 22-point victory and, you know, seemed as if he had just lost the NFC Championship game. You know, it was one of those go home and drink two scotches kind of nights for him, as he so eloquently put it after the game. So they just need to, you want some really good analysis, Bill?
Sure.
They just need to play well.
There you go.
I don't know what that, I don't think they know what that means. You know, I know there's a lot of people who would say, yeah, go give Aaron Jones the ball more. I'm sure you saw the stats, Bill. Aaron Jones, over the past 100 snaps, is number one in the league in yards per rush at 5.6 or something. The guy right behind him, number two, Alvin Kamara. So, like, just in a lot of ways, and I'm not saying Aaron Jones playing every snap is the difference between the Packers being a Super Bowl contender or a team that doesn't make the playoffs, but at a certain point, I guess you would think that it would become clear to the people calling the formations up in Green Bay that Aaron Jones is this team's best option. I know that people say, and McCarthy believes, that Aaron Jones isn't as good as a pass protector and isn't as good as catching the ball in the backfield, but you have a guy who, over the course of 100 snaps, which is a pretty darn big sample size, is the best running back in the league in terms of yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
Put that guy on the field and stop overthinking it.
Right. Yeah, we were talking about that last night as well, that it just seems like I understand they don't trust him in pass-blocking situations, and they love to pass-block, and they love to have Aaron Rodgers with the ball in the hand, and I get it, because he is your perennial MVP, but, man, they've got to figure out a happy medium here, and it starts with the play caller and the personnel groupings he puts on the field.
And I think, too, I don't know if you saw this, someone on Twitter, I forget who it was, I hate not giving proper credit, but had broken down the entire second half, during which Aaron Jones really wasn't playing this past Sunday against Detroit. And you can say all you want, well, Aaron Jones, we can't trust him in pass pro, he's not as good of a pass catcher. In that entire second half, when the Packers were pass heavy, only 3 snaps did they have the running back being a pass protector. So, like, if you're so scared about this guy in pass protection that you just feel you can't play Aaron Jones, like, the running back who was on the field, which was a lot of Ty Montgomery as well as from Jamal Williams, they weren't even being used in that way. So I think it's a muddy message right now, Bill, and I think to your point, it's like, how do you get this thing on track? I think there are so many different schools of thought, maybe even being tossed around in the, you know, in Joe Philbin and Mike McCarthy's own heads, that you just, you know, sometimes you just can't get out of your own way. You know, when things are going well, it seems like everything's going to fall into place. When things are not going well, sometimes it's hard to get out of your own way. And, you know, again, I'm not saying Aaron Jones is the difference between 16-0 and 0-16 or anything like that. But, man, you give me a sample size of 100 carries, I don't, you know, and you have the number one guy in the league, I don't know how you can ignore that.
Yep, no doubt. Good stuff, man. And we will chat again on Monday as we get you ready for this Monday night affair, okay?
And probably no surprise to you guys, I will be there tonight at Miller Park. So it'll be rowdy. Let's go.
It'll be crazy. It's going to be off the hook without a doubt. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, though.
Enjoy the game. There you go. That is Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it on. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.